Coastal Villages Region Fund, the state's largest community development quota group, has been asking for more fish for their fishermen. It would require Congress amending the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. In response, Alaska's congressional delegation says before pursuing changes to the program's fishing allocations, they would need a consensus. From Bethel, KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The delegation sent a letter to the CDQ's umbrella organization, Western Alaska Community Development Association, which states, quote, "While we remain open to hearing from the CDQ groups, we expect any issue brought to us for resolution to be supported unanimously by all six groups," end quote. Senator Lisa Murkowski says a consensus is not only important, it's required.
It is actually stated in the authorizing legislation.
It says that any changes to the CDQ plan are done with consent.
It's very difficult back here in Washington to get changes made to programs that are unique and specific to one state, in this case specific only to Alaska. It's difficult to get those changes unless there is consensus.
What the delegation is basically telling CVRF is you don't deserve the $10 million that they're supposed to get.
Dawson Hoover is a spokesperson for Coastal Villages Region Fund, which maintains they aren't getting their fair share of fishing allocations. The organization serves 20 villages in the lower Kuskokwim region, one of the poorest in the state. They have 9,300 residents, thousands more than most other CDQ groups, and believe they should also have more fish. Their halibut season just wrapped up. It took 2.5 weeks to take their allocation of 210,000 pounds. Hoover says that's 195,000 pounds less than what they deserve.
And the residents aren't happy. They're not happy that they cut the season short. And we should still be fishing right now, but we're not getting our fair share.
CVRF earns about $100 million a year, but they could be making more, according to Hoover. The catches of halibut, along with pollock, crab, and cod, pay for programs to develop the economy in the lower Kuskokwim, such as subsidizing the salmon fishery. If allocations change the way CVRF wants them to, some other smaller groups would get less fish. The Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association serves 6 remote communities and about 390 people. This year, they are allowed about 354,000 pounds of halibut, which would likely decrease in the future. Besides CVRF, one other CDQ group, the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, would profit from an allocation change by approximately $10 million a year. They serve about 9,000 residents in 15 communities in northwest Alaska. Tyler Rhodes, spokesperson for the Norton Sound Group, says their board of directors doesn't think the allocations are perfect, but they don't want to seek any changes right now.
Engaging in an allocation battle is currently not in the best interest of NSCDC, nor is it for our constituents.
He says since the allocations were set in 2006, the group has had a great deal of success. CVRF will continue to push for an allocation change. Red t-shirts with the slogan, "Just Fix CDQ" on the front, have been cropping up in the Bethel region. Hoover says it's what the residents are asking for, and eventually the delegation will have to listen. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.